This is the Reading Instruction Show. I am your host, the Jolly One, Dr. Andy Johnson. Today, we are looking at defining the science of reading and looking at science of reading research standards. Now, I have a philosophical question to ask you up front. If you threw a rock into the middle of a pond, but that rock was not a rock, can you still be said to have thrown a rock? Likewise, can a standard be said to be a standard if it is not standardized? We know that science is a good thing, and using science in reading instruction is a good thing. But what exactly is meant by the science of reading? What exactly is the science of reading? Is it a noun? Is it a verb? Or perhaps it's become an adjective, or perhaps a metaphor used to indicate something else. Let's dig in. Buzzword cluster. The good Dr. Louisa Moats defines the science of reading as, quote, it, science of reading, is the emergent consensus from many related disciplines based on literally thousands of studies supported by hundreds of millions of research dollars conducted across the world in many languages, unquote. Let us break this down. An emerging consensus, she says. Well, there's a consensus. Many people agree about something. It's emerging. To emerge means to come forth or to come into being. In the U.S., we've been studying reading for over 110 years. And just now, this consensus is emerging? The National Council of Teachers of English was established in 1911. The International Literacy Association established in 1956. And just now, in the early 2020s, a consensus is emerging. It's a miracle. Either we're slow emergers, or there's been some new discovery that has caused the old theoretical paradigms to disintegrate, and a new paradigm to emerge, like Godzilla emerging from the sea, or butterfly emerging from its cocoon, or Dracula emerging from the shadows. It's emerging. But I wonder why it waited until now to start emerging. Many related disciplines, she says. Many means a large number. Dr. Moats says that there is a large number of related disciplines from which this consensus is emerging. Now, I'd settle for just a few. I know in cognitive psychology, neuroscience and linguistics, there's been some interesting research to help us understand reading and the reading process. But most of these studies were basic research, not applied research conducted in a classroom. What are these related disciplines from which this consensus is emerging? Is it music, agriculture, physics, philosophy? She uses the term literally thousands of studies. Well, what Dr. Moats really means here is figuratively thousands of studies or metaphorically thousands of studies, because there are no literally thousands of studies. I'd settle for her to identify literally just one or two studies so that we could analyze them. And of course, a study is technically different from research. Peer-reviewed research is a study that has gone through the blind peer review process. This is the currency used in an academic economy, not studies. And lastly, she says, hundreds of millions of research dollars. Well, this is a proposition with which I can agree, although it's not really something to be proud of. It points to the financial aspect that drives the science of reading, Dr. Moats, and letters professional development. The definition of science of reading put forth by the good Dr. Motes is what's called a buzzword cluster. And she appears to have a propensity for this sort of thing, buzzword clustering. She uses pretty sounding terms that seem to mean something, that sound like they mean something, and that create the illusion that they mean something important, when in fact, they are literally a series of word-based facades that have very little meaning once you analyze and unpack them. So, defining the science of reading. Dr. Timothy Shanahan gets us a little closer to a specific definition of science of reading by stating that it is applied research conducted in a classroom setting versus basic research conducted apart from the context in which it's used or applied. He went on to say that, quote, the science of reading should refer to all empirical studies of any aspect of learning to read, write, and spell in any language. Now, empirical research is research that is based on observation and measurement of phenomena as directly experienced by the researcher. And technically, that could include qualitative research, like the work of Mari Clay and Brian Cambor. However, the U.S. Department of Education would have none of that. They have determined that qualitative research is definitely out. In education, only a single type of research methodology can be used to ask and answer questions or to develop knowledge. In 2002, the U.S. Department of Education defined scientifically based educational research is that which uses, quote, experimental or quasi-experimental designs in which individuals, entities, programs, or activities are assigned to different conditions and with appropriate controls to evaluate the effects of the condition of interest, with a preference for random assignment experiments or other designs to the extent that those designs contain within condition or cross condition controls. Now, this is similar to the standard employed by Dr. Shanahan and the National Reading Panel. They said to make a determination that any instructional practice could be or should be adopted widely to improve reading achievement requires that the belief, assumption, or claim supporting the practice be causally linked to a particular outcome. Causally linked. The highest standard of evidence for such a claim is the experimental study, in which it is shown that treatment can make such changes and affect such outcomes. Sometimes, when it's not feasible to do a randomized experiment, a quasi-experimental study is conducted. This type of study provides a standard of evidence that, while not as high, is acceptable depending on the study design, unquote, National Reading Panel Report, 2000, page number 7. Well, the Reading League weighs in. They define the science of reading as, quote, a vast interdisciplinary body of scientifically based research about reading and issues related to reading and writing. This research has been conducted over the last 5 decades across the world and is derived from thousands of studies conducted in multiple languages. The science of reading has culminated in a preponderance of evidence to inform how proficient reading and writing develop, why some have difficulties, and how we can effectively assess and teach, and therefore improve student outcomes through the prevention of an intervention for reading difficulties, unquote. And just listen to these important sounding words. Vast interdisciplinary body. Scientifically based research. Thousands of studies, preponderance of evidence, improve student outcomes, prevention of and intervention for reading difficulties. Such pretty, pretty words and phrases. How could you not help but be impressed by them? Who would not want such things? So the science of reading criteria, putting it all together, the science of reading seems to refer to, one, strategies and practices that a consensus of research has determined lead to improved reading outcomes. Two, strategies and practices that have been determined to be effective using experimental or quasi-experimental research. Three, strategies and practices in which a causal variable has been linked by research to an outcome related to reading achievement. Four, strategies and practices based on research conducted in actual classroom learning environments. And five, strategies and practices that have been fairly compared to something similar. So, to be a science of reading means that you use strategies and practices that meet the five criteria I just said. So a basic definition would be using strategies and practices that have been shown to be effective using controlled experimental or quasi-experimental research and conducted in classroom settings. So let's look at the science of reading research standards. The five criteria just stated are used to define the science of reading research standard. To be a science of reading approved, to be science of reading approved, this research standard must be used to determine the efficacy of a strategy, practice, or program, and the soundness of a policy. So the science of reading research standard can be said to be this: controlled experimental or quasi-experimental research conducted in classroom settings that establishes a causal link between a variable and a positive outcome related to reading achievement. To advocate for one strategy, practice, or method over another, it must be fairly compared to a similar other. Now, even though I think that the science of reading research standard represents a very narrow view of what reading research is, and even though I think this narrow view presents a very distorted view of the very reality it seeks to present and represent, I could live with it if science of reading advocates making policy decisions would hold themselves to the same research standard that they appear to be holding teachers to. That is, if mandated programs, curriculum, policies, and such were all based on controlled experimental research conducted in classroom settings that established a causal link between some practice or variable and reading achievement, and fairly compared to something similar. But alas, alack, this is not the case. So let's take a look at Letter's professional development program for teachers, developed by the good Dr. Louisa Motes. In Minnesota, as elsewhere, this is one of three state-approved professional development programs that teachers can take. Taking a course from Dr. Johnson is decidedly not on the list. After all, what could I possibly know about reading instruction? I'm not generating millions of dollars of profit every year. I don't have a slick website with colorful slides and charts. I don't have conservative think tanks extolling my virtues. I don't rely on that very important anecdotal evidence. And I don't have simple answers for complex questions. So I obviously have no qualifications to say anything about reading instruction. Obviously. So in looking at letters, one should be assured that one would be able to find at least one of the, quote, literally thousands of studies supported by hundreds of millions of research dollars conducted across the world in many languages, end quote. The ones that Dr. Motz is referencing. Also, we should be assured that these would demonstrate a causal link between letters' professional development and A, teachers' ability to teach reading effectively, and B, readers' ability to read effectively. One should further be assured that one could find at least one of the literally thousands of controlled experimental research studies comparing letters to other forms of professional development. This, after all, is the science of reading research standard. However, dramatic pause, there are relatively few. As we'll see, the research studies that have been referenced don't, by Dr. Motz and letters, don't seem to meet the basic science of reading research standards. It seems as if Dr. Motz and her letters family are given a free pass. And the question is, why? Why are they not held to the same scientific standards as reading teachers? Can a standard be said to be a standard if it is not standardized? If a tree falls in the middle of a forest and a trained letters practitioner is not there to hear it, can it be said to make a sound? So if we want to be responsible consumers of educational research, and if we truly want to call ourselves science of reading practitioners, at the very least, we would expect the research standards identified would be used to evaluate the strategies, practices, and programs such as letters. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. I am your kindly, jolly host, Dr. Andy Johnson.